Hey, Nora.
Hello, Dad.
What did the windmill say to LeBron James?
Let's go play some ball. I don't know.
I'm your biggest fan.
That's better than what I said.
What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about Rhett Miller and the All 97s.
Welcome back to the Nora and Dad Show. I'm Dad, and I'm here as always with my daughter and co-host, Nora. What is going on, Nora?
Nothing much.
So you have, before you leave for college in August, you have a spring and summer full of like a ton of music gigs, but one of them, and they're at like venues all over Northeast Ohio, and I'll put a link in the show notes so you can find where to see you if people want to come out and check you out live. You're playing at breweries and wineries and like outdoor shopping malls, and you have a music festival that you got selected for and a whole bunch of other stuff. But of all the gigs you have, one of them stands out to me, at least, above them all, and that would be which one?
The one with Rhett Miller.
You will be opening on May 19th, which is a Sunday night, at the Music Box Supper Club when your old friend Rhett Miller comes to town. Do you want to just kind of give the audience the Rhett Miller backstory?
Yes. I don't remember how old I was.
I think you were seven. I think you were seven. Because it was when we saw them. When we saw the old 97s for the first time at the Beachland, that was June of 2014. So you would have just turned eight. So if you go back a few months before that, so yeah, you were 7 years old.
Okay. I was 7 years old. I had played a song at School of Rock that was an old 97 song. And the old 97 song.
So let's back up. So you were in the school. You had just started at School of Rock. You were in their Rock 101 program, which is like their introductory band
student
program, where you the kids that are in the band play on stage with a bunch of the instructors and some of the older kids to put on a little mini concert of like three or four songs. And when the season started, of like the rehearsal season started, and you were 7 years old, there were, I think, three other kids besides you in the band. And then as the season wore on, kids dropped out. So when we got to be like a month or two before the actual show, you were the only kid left in the only young kid left in the band. And they wanted to cancel the performance. And we were like, and you were like, I want to do this. And I said to the school, I'm like, you know, she wants, can't she do this? Can't, well, yeah, I paid for it, but can't she do this by herself? Like, she wants to perform. And they said, sure. And so you went on stage with your little starter Squire guitar.
And I sang, and played.
You played little, like, one note, like, root, like one string root notes on your little Squire guitar. And you sang. You did, I remember the set, it was Pork and Beans by Weezer, right? And then
yes.
The New Kid by the Old 97s. And yes. Living After Midnight by Judas Priest. Yes. And it was great.
Yes.
And you were fantastic. And you were adorable up there. Little 7 year old Nora with her little 3/4 size candy apple red Squire guitar, playing your little root notes and singing your heart out to the three songs. So I, being the proud dad that I was and being a longtime old 97s fan, I shared the video of you playing and then tagged both the old 97s and their lead singer, Rhett Miller, on Facebook, and they shared it and lots of people commented and whatever. Okay. And you got lots of like kudos from lots of strangers about like how cute and adorable you were singing at 7 years old, the old 97 song. So then you flash forward a few months and the band puts out a new album and they come play a show at the Beachland Ballroom. And we got to go backstage and meet Rhett Miller for the first time.
And that was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
And then they played the song. And they did play the song.
And they gave you a shout out from the stage. You were actually sitting, your concert stamina at the age of, you were 8 at that point. You would just turn 8. Your concert stamina at 8 isn't what it is today. And so after being on your feet for a while, you got a little tired and you just kind of, we picked you up and we kind of plopped you on the side of the stage and you just kind of sat there and listened to the music sitting on the...
I don't know, with my knees, yeah, I might do that today too.
but we got to go backstage before the show. The old general manager from the School of Rock where you went used to work for Elektra Records back in the day, which was the old 97s label when they were on a major label back in the 90s. And he still knew some people who knew the band and made a couple phone calls and got us backstage into the green room. And we had a really nice conversation with Rhett Miller that night, who told you that what did he tell you that night?
He said when I had my first paying show, I could open for him. And I've
had
lots of paying shows,
both with your former band, Fake ID, and now as Nora Marie, many, many, many paid shows. You flash forward a few months from that show at the Beachland. Rhett came to the Music Box later that year to play a solo show. We were sitting front and center, and he pulled you up on stage to sing with him.
Yes, and that was really cool. That was probably one of the coolest moments ever.
Can you watch that video back now of you singing without cringing? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Well, there's I think when I get to middle school is when I start cringing, because that's still fresh in a way. But anything, that's just anything.
So you can look back at 8-year-old Nora and appreciate the cuteness of you just up there singing, even if it might not sound the way you sound now.
You know what? And and also for an 8-year-old, I did a pretty damn good job in terms of pitch. Cause it is difficult to sing.
I will say just
perfectly on
just cause
note.
You don't know that was going to happen. He went to play a song. It got confused in his head and couldn't play the song he wanted to play. So he asked for requests from the audience, and you said, "How about the new kid?" And so he played the song that you had done through School of Rock. He played it per your request, and then he did the first verse, and then go ahead.
He did the first verse in the chorus, and he was like, "Do you want to come up?" And I was like, "Yeah, duh."
Never one to shy away from the spotlight, you.
Nope.
And you crushed
it. And then he went hashtag.
He did, and you gave him that little book you made.
I did. I made a book about the old 97s in third
and
grade.
You brought a copy to give to him, which he read some of on stage. It was really adorable.
And then he came back a little bit later, and I sang with him again.
I think you were 12.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like 4 years, later. And yeah, it was planned. He reached out the day of, I think it was either the day of or the day before. He reached out and asked if you wanted to come on stage and sing a duet with him. The song Fireflies, that is a traditional duet. There's a Rachel Yamagata did the recording with him, and there was a dedicated female part in the song, and he asked if you would come on stage and sing with him.
He actually asked, the day he did The New Kid, he asked me to do that with him.
Oh, that's right.
Because it was his solo and I didn't know it. But I came prepared.
That's right. And he said next time. He said next time. That's right. He did lean down during that show and asked if you knew that song, and you had.
I'm looking at the set list right now, and it says Fireflies, parentheses, Nora.
So he did come into that night with a plan. He just didn't clue us into the plan ahead of time.
He did not.
Second time he did, and you were prepared. And again, I thought did an excellent job. It looked rehearsed. If you go, and I'll put links to all these videos because they're all on YouTube somewhere. I'll link in the show notes to the videos of these performances, but it looked super rehearsed, even though you guys had not rehearsed it at all. Nope. And so then flash forward now to 2024. And we've seen the old 97s a bunch. We've seen Rhett solo a bunch. He's always super
kind.
to you, like when we're at, when we see him at a show. Yeah. So
yeah.
Flash forward to maybe a month or so ago when the Music Box Supper Club, which is a little music club here in Cleveland, announced that he was going to be coming back in May, and you wasted no time to grab the bull by the horns.
Well, you messaged the Music Box.
I did send
first.
A message to the owner of the Music Box.
You sent my email that has
yes,
all of
I
my
basically sent like your press your electronic press kit, your EPK to her and said, you probably remember Nora from the last few times Rhett was at the Music Box. Yeah, I do hear Dante barking in the background. And I said she would like the opportunity to play an opening set. We think Rhett would be supportive of the idea based on past conversations. And so just kind of floated the idea out there. But then you separately reached it. Yeah, and then you separately
and then I messaged
reached
him,
out to
Rhett, yeah.
Who got back to you pretty quickly to say, like, yeah, let's make it happen. Yeah.
Email.
Yeah. He said, like, here's my email. Send me your information and I'll do what I can to make this work. I think that's what he said or something like that. And then next thing you know it, up on the Music Box Supper Club's website is your picture and bio as the opening act. That's how we found out.
Yeah. I didn't know that I was doing it until it was on the website.
I suspect there was some miscommunication as to who was supposed to communicate that to you, and that's why nobody did. That's my guess. But there you are on the Music Box Supper Club's website, May 19, at the Music Box, the Sunday night in their upstairs concert hall. You will be the lone opening act supporting Rhett Miller and playing a set of, I don't know, probably 30-ish minutes, we're assuming. Any idea what you're going to play? Okay.
Yes.
Do you want to share, or is it going to be a surprise?
No. I'm going to do two covers, I think, and then the rest are originals.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be the most excited I've ever been for a concert, like, in my entire life.
And we're going to have our friend bring her next camera.
Well, we haven't made that ask yet, but we'll see what happens. Yeah, well,
she's going to bring it anyways.
It's really cool. It's really cool because, I mean, A, you get to play, you get to open for, like, a fairly well-known, you know, national, like,
a
national touring
musician.
To play your music in front of a crowd that's, a lot of them are going to know who you are just because of your prior, a lot of them will have seen you perform before, like on that stage with the same person, just not as a, not as the opening act. So a lot of people will recognize you and kind of understand the story but it's a really cool, very poetic way, I think, for you to cap off your high school music career. Before you head off to college.
Like right before graduation. I think that's like my last week of actual school.
Yes, that will be your last week of actual school.
And it's a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's exciting, but it's also exciting because I think it is really, it's reassuring to see a famous person who is a man of his word and doesn't just give people lip service and actually like stood by what he said he was going to do. And I think that is freaking amazing.
Yes,
so,
I agree.
Big kudos. I can't wait to see you perform. We have a table right in front. It's table seating. It's basically a cabaret. So there's food and drink service at the tables for people that are interested in going.
Oh, yeah, and the food is so good. They have lobster
mac
and cheese there,
I don't
think.
Know, they still do. We haven't been there since,
I'm going to Google it right now.
COVID kind of put the kibosh on our.
Yeah, this will be the first concert we're going
to. Yeah, we haven't
to
done a lot of, we used to do a ton of concerts. COVID kind of put the kibosh on the Nora and Dad concert going, other than me going to watch you in concert, which I still will be doing, going to watch you in concert. So for me, it's not going to be very different, but we haven't done a lot of concerts together. We haven't done any concerts together really since the pandemic. I know. And then you're going to leave me, and how are we going to do our concerts? I'll have to come down to Columbus to concert with you. Assuming,
yes, you will. There's Weezer is going to Columbus.
I
want to see Weezer.
I don't want to see Weezer.
Okay. Oh, it doesn't appear that they have.
Have they gotten rid of their lobster mac and cheese?
They don't have much on their menu.
You oversold the food.
They have a Philly flatbread.
Like cheesesteak meat? Oh, yum.
beef, bell peppers, red onion, mozzarella, arugula, and chive aioli. And they have tacos.
So the point is, they bring food to your table while you're watching the music and beverages. We will put a link in the show notes for anyone who wants to buy tickets to see you and Rand Miller perform at the Music Box.
He puts on a great show.
He does. He is a super engaging live performer. He is a true storyteller, singer, songwriter. He doesn't just play music, but he tells the stories behind a lot of the songs, and is super engaging, super funny, and very, for a guy with just a guy with a guitar, is super energetic on stage. So it's never dull to go see him, and we've seen him a bunch. And so it's a guaranteed good time just seeing him, but bonus that people get to see you as well. So, and Yippee. You also put on a really an energetic, engaging live performance with stories behind your songs. So yeah. So
I am,
if people can't tell, I'm super excited. So
good stuff all around.
It's been
a good year.
Really good year.
2024
is the year of Nora. Yeah.
Yes.
We need to rewrite the Chinese calendar to make 2024 the year of Nora.
Well, it is my year, though, I think. Is this the year of the dog? I know.
I don't know.
2024 year.
I don't know.
Oh, it's year of the dragon?
Oh,
it's
not your year. All right. Well, Chinese calendar be damned.
Darn it. But 2024 will be a year of growth and opportunities for dogs and their careers.
Well, there you go.
This is my career.
It is
not
your career for now. Yes, I think it will. It's not going to be your full time career. It's going to be a side. It's going to be your side hustle because you're going to be an elementary school teacher and you're going to need cash. So yeah. this is going to be your side hustle, but that's okay. That is quite all right.
Will you still be my?
I will
my
still be your bookie. Hey, I am hot on the. I have a whole list of clubs and bars down in Delaware. Where Owu is, we are going to college to start reaching out to start trying to find you gigs for the fall. So never you fear, I got you. I won't even charge you a commission yet.
Oh, perfect.
You missed the yet part. Oh, okay.
I know. When I'm off health insurance, I'll start paying you. So 27 or 26.
When you turn 26, you start paying me my management fee. Fantastic. Yeah. I can't wait. That's okay. You can pay me in love. You and love free and free shows and podcasting. Right on.
Yes.
All right. So I will link in the show notes links to videos where they can see your kind of old performances, where people can get tickets to.
You should play out with me singing with Rand Miller. There's a really good recording on SoundCloud, I think.
Oh, there is. All right. I'll have to see if I can pull that. If you hear music after this, it means that I was able to figure it out. And if you can't hear music after this, it means that I was not able to figure it out. So, I think I can do that. Yeah, I can do that. All right. We should be able to play out with audio of Nora singing The New Kid with Rhett Miller from the Music Box Supper Club, like November of 2014, when you were like basically in diapers at 8 years old. Little itty bitty baby Nora. All right. We will we'll be back in a few weeks. Our next episode is probably gonna be a graduation episode. Is that crazy? Oh, high school graduation, that's coming up.
I can think of my favorite memory from Tree Ridge.
Can you do it to music like instead of the 12 days of Christmas, the 13 years of Lake Ridge?
13 years at Lake Ridge. Lake Ridge gave to me.
I don't know. A headache from the economy.
There we go.
Perfect. Okay. All right. We'll be back in a few weeks with another episode. We'll see everybody then. Love you, Nora.
Love you too.
The new kid, he's got money, the money I deserve. He's got the goods, but he's no good for his word. I should be rolling in it. I've been been a working stare. As for the justice, no one knows where it went. I'm gonna toil away until my judgment day. I will be rewarded for the good things I did. Believe me, every year there is another one here. Don't you see, I used to be the new kid. I am sorry to say, you'll get carried away. Oh, you will be replaced, you will be replaced. I'll tell you again, don't get too settled in. Oh, you will be replaced, you will be replaced.
There is no justice, there's just dark stars above. I'm gonna toil away until my judgment day. I will be rewarded for the good things I did.
John got a phone call. He said we were all going to be able to meet Rhett Miller. He is the lead singer of the band. You are so cute. And you nailed it. You nailed it.
Oh,